may approach. Again, the case is In Re Interest of Keisha G. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Jerry Fogarty. I represent Michael Galindo in his appeal. He's appealing an order of the Hall County Court terminating the parental rights to Keisha G. He has five assignments of error. The first is that the motion to terminate parental rights did not allege that the termination was in Keisha's best interest. Now, you can't terminate parental rights without a finding of best interest. I've cited three cases, Clifford M., which finds that the system in Nebraska's pleading system has many purposes and functions, not the least of which is to provide adequate notice as to what allegations the party will be required to meet at trial. Also cited In Re Interest of N., M., and J., M., as if the pleadings and evidence don't justify adjudication, the court has no jurisdiction. Also, In Re LB, it says that procedural due process includes notice reasonably calculated to inform the person concerning the subject and issues involved in the proceedings.
Mr. Fogarty, did you ever raise the deficiency of the pleading to the trial court?
No.
Is that a problem here?
I don't think so.
Haven't we said, and the Supreme Court said on numerous occasions, that appellate court can't handle an issue that wasn't raised in the lower court?
Well, if the pleading is insufficient, I would argue that the court doesn't have jurisdiction whether it's brought to the court's attention or not. You look at the pleadings here, and there's no allegation of best interest, so it was never properly before the court. The court should not have made a decision on that issue.
But shouldn't that have been something that you raised as an affirmative objection of some kind or by motion?
I don't believe so.
There was evidence given at this trial on best interests?
Yes.